The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom Scripture says, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you." I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. John the Baptist is arguably the greatest of the Old Testament prophets because he was the nearest to Christ and received the unique and special mission of actually pointing out the Messiah. Still, he belongs to the time of promise, the Old Testament, where the work of redemption still lay in the future. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Our Lord here tells us that those who belong to the New Testament, those who belong to Christ, are greater than John. My brothers and sisters, by our baptism, we belong to Christ. We belong to the kingdom of heaven, as priest, as prophet, as king. John's mission was of great importance to prepare the way of Christ for the people of Israel. Ours is no less important, and in fact is arguably much more important, to prepare the way of Christ in our own life, for ourselves, and for each person around us. It's our job to make disciples of all nations, but it begins with us. And once we are disciples, we go out and we make more for Jesus Christ. This Christmas, when we gather with friends and family, I encourage you not to be afraid of planting the seeds of faith. We don't need to hit people upside the head with the Bible, though we might want to at times. But we do have to be open to having deep conversations about faith as the opportunities arise. Think of ourselves as, well, we're supposed to be the salt of the earth, so think of ourselves as a salt shaker, sprinkling our faith around us on those people who need it most, being that goodness, that flavor in the world, so that ultimately people can see that God is here, that God is near, and that all he wants is to be in relationship with them and for them to be disciples.